January 9, 1920. Each created thing holds out the love of God to man. I was praying, and with my thought I was fusing myself in the eternal volition, and bringing myself before the Supreme Majesty. I said, Eternal Majesty, I come to your feet in the name of the whole human family, from the first to the last man of the future generations, to adore you profoundly. At your most holy feet I want to seal the adorations of all. I come to recognize you in the name of all as Creator and Absolute Ruler of all. I come to love you for all and for each one. I come to return love to you for all, because of each created thing, in which you place so much love that the creature will never find enough love to repay you in love. But in your will I find this love, and wanting that my love, as well as the other acts, be complete, full and for all, I have come into your will where everything is immense and eternal, and where I can find love to be able to love you for all. So, I love you for each star you have created. I love you for all the drops of light and for all the intensity of heat which you have placed in the sun. But who can tell all that my poor mind was saying? I would be too long. Therefore I stop here. Now, while I was doing this, a thought told me, how is it, and in what way did our Lord place rivers of love for the creature in each created thing? And a light answered my thought, indeed, my daughter, my love poured out in torrents toward the creature in each created thing. I told you elsewhere and I confirm to you now that, as my uncreated love created the sun, it placed oceans of love in it. In each drop of light which was to inundate the eye, the step, the hand, and everything of the creature, my love ran toward her, and almost pounding sweetly on her eye, hand, step and mouth, it gives her my eternal kiss and it holds out my love to her. Together with light, runs the heat, and pounding on her again, a little more strongly, almost impatient for the love of the creature, to the extent of pelting her, I repeat to her more intensely my eternal I love you. And if the sun fecundates the plants with its light and heat, it is my love that runs to nourish man. And if I extended the heavens above man's head, studding it with stars, it is my love that, wanting to delight the eyes of man, also at night, repeats to him my I love you in every sparkling of star. So, each created thing holds out my love to man. And if it were not so, creation would have no purpose. And I do nothing without purpose. Everything has been made for man. But man does not recognize it, and he has turned into sorrow for me. Therefore, my daughter, if you want to soothe my sorrow, come often into my will and give me, in the name of all, adoration, love, gratitude and thanksgiving for everything.